Yeah, I understand how the ritual benefits people who are still alive, but something you read suggested it also benefits the person who's passed.
Yeah.
And my understanding is that person was reborn immediately. So how would it benefit that person? Can that be?
Well, that's where that's where you start getting into the whole realms of various speculations and controversies. And different schools of Buddhism hold it in different ways, and then it gets really complicated. Because certainly, I would say that's, in terms of the doctrinal position of the Theravada, it's their immediate rebirth. But then it isn't really defined what rebirth is. So then you start going into, because all the your say the realm of ghosts and spirits and deities are all realms of rebirth, so that those are and that's where in that discourse that the Buddha gives, so you're saying specifying particular realms where specifically amenable or receptive to those dedications of merit, but none of it is lost, and then you get into, I think one of the things in terms of the dedication of merit is because it's one's drawing on the affinity in terms of present moment. Bringing the memory of somebody to mind is establishing that connection within consciousness, and in bringing that to mind and generating that sincere wish of well wishing and wanting to be a force for their happiness and well being. Just that. I think this is not doctrine, this is my conception of it, in the sense that once one starts to establish that kind of sincere wish, then the boundaries of birthplace, physical body, realms of existence start to fall away.